City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Windy City Queercast. This is show number 47. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just still kind of off the high of the weekend.
Yeah.
And just lots of activity and so cool to be with the podcasting community this weekend. I'm sorry
really?
I was not there Saturday, but I was really overjoyed to be able to hang out with Wanda and Madge a little bit this weekend, and just want to send a shout out to them.
Yeah, Brad and Richard, as they are sometimes known.
Yeah.
They're both in boy drag.
And you as well, you're still coming
still
off
tired.
The high of it. You were burning the midnight oil.
Well, you know, Wanda Wisdom stayed. There was a drag queen explosion in my house, and God love her. Wanda Wisdom stayed here with me. And truly, I thought, oh God, I'm a person in my house. So I don't. This was the first time we met, actually,
yeah,
in the
face
flesh.
To face.
We had such an incredible weekend. I am
such a nice guy.
So thankful to Wanda Wisdom of Lavender's Lucky Bitch Radio. Y'all need to check her out at luckybitchradio.com.
Yeah, absolutely. We love her.
We had just an incredible time. We went to the bars. We went to eat. We went to did the bowling.
Hung out at my house.
Yeah, hung out at your house. I helped her put her makeup on. She needs some help putting her makeup on. So we
excellent.
Yeah, we created Wanda in my bathroom. Really fun. She got to meet the Poussoirs, and we sat down and did a couple of great shows just the other night in my house. So folks, I really want you to check her out and check me out at luckybitchradio.com. There's going to be a couple of things there. You also heard myself and Brad and Amy, aka yep. Wanda, on our last show, on show number 46.
Yes.
We were in Amy's comfortable, beautiful, gorgeous house and relaxing and feeling good about it.
With the dog and the cat.
Yeah, and to the bowling event, I mean, I have to thank everybody who came out, and I don't know if I'm going to remember everybody's names. I'm going to start with Justin and Peter. They were the listeners that were there. They were so wonderful.
Yeah.
JT from JT Online and Real Men Wear Pink. I'm so sorry you had car drama, honey. If I would have known about that, girl, I'd been all over it and hooked you up. I didn't know nothing about nothing. Tell me next time. JT, unfortunately, gave his car keys to somebody and the lot owner, and then the lot closed.
Oh, no.
So he didn't have his keys, so it took him like 24 hours to get his car back. And she don't live close. She lives far. So JT Online, Patrick and Noah, the P and the S from the PNS Explosion. Thank you so much for coming out. It was just a delight, as always, to see you boys. J. Michael Haas and Rob Lindley from the Daily Purge. I love you. And Rob, honey, your voices, you should just do voiceovers for the rest of your life, because he was pulling every character. I was like, girl, who else do you have in your word hole? It was amazing. Zillafag, thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for the email, too.
Yeah, it's just so nice. DJ David, the gay trucker, thank you so much for coming out as well. They kept making cracks about my ass or about the crack of my ass. It was kind of funny.
It's very sexy.
As I was bowling.
I see it every time we record.
Right. Matt Blender. Thank you, sweetie. And a big thanks to Wanda Wisdom, and again to Lavender and Richard Bluestein. Girl, we got to go bowling more because you were having fun. Richard was like, I'm only bowling if you make me bowl. I was like, well, bitch, get up and grab a ball. and then he came back with this platter of fried food. Leave it to Richard to bring
Leave
a platter
it to Richard.
Of fried. It was just, there was every kind of fried cheese, nuggety, oniony, fry, chippy with the nasty cheese. But
that's
it was
how
good,
we keep
nasty.
Going. That's the fuel. It's the podcast fuel, the Queercast fuel.
It was just so wonderful. We had such an incredible experience. I know I'm forgetting somebody and I feel terrible about that, but there you are. It was just a wonderful, wonderful night. I'm so sad you missed the bowling.
I am. I had an engagement with my girl, and sometimes I just have to show up for my girlfriend.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But,
no shame.
I am so glad, and had a lovely time out in Andersonville with Richard and Brad and you on Friday, the night before, as we all were in anticipation of the bowling. And we saw lots of people, you know, just hanging out at Angels and hanging out at Sweet Occasions. We sat there eating some sweets and just talking about the world, about podcasting. And, you know, it's really quite a revolution. And I'm just really proud to be a part of it. I'm proud to be one of the few women a part of it in the queer community here in Chicago. And you know, it's just, it's really exciting. So thanks to all of you who are listening and linking us and keeping us out there.
And a huge thanks, this is who I was forgetting, to Chad Phillips, the documentarian.
Absolutely.
Who, honey, anytime you're in town, we are going drinking again because we had such a good time. Truly, thank you for being here. And my brown wall is going to be famous. Not Wanda with him. I was in front of him. No, Wanda, you're going to be famous too. But Chad, you're just so charming. And anytime you're coming back, please let us know and we'll hang out because it was cool that he was doing the documentary thing, but we got the chance to hang out and he bowled with us and we had such a great time.
Chad is creating a whole documentary on queercasters and has really sat down here. He's a Southern boy and he comes up here to Chicago. And
we watched his documentary, which, oh my God, I think it's called Tar Heels and, oh, I feel so bad. I'm going to link it, Chad. I'm going to link it in the show notes, but we watched his documentary about a North Carolina drag pageant.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous.
Good.
I was like, okay, I know those queens got a lot of makeup, but he made them look incredible. So I hope I look half as good on
camera. Make us look good, Chad.
It was good night lighting where we were.
We had good night lighting.
We did.
Well, you know, it's a big week this week, and looking ahead, we are so excited about the month of November. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here almost to Halloween, and coming up, we're going to be talking here at the end of the month with Andrew Lippa, the amazing composer and lyricist of The Wild Party on Broadway. Mm-hmm. He's got a new show called Asphalt Beach, which was supposed to be made for MTV, but Northwestern University is developing it through their musical theater series. Wow. So we met Andrew at the Windy City Queercast party at Sidetrack. And he was like, one of his friends was like, you know who he is? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a musical theater fag hack. I mean, I'm basically a musical theater fag. I mean, I love Broadway musicals. So such a pleasure to have him on our show. And plus we're going to have a woman who I just truly think is doing the most brilliant work, and I'm sure it's work that she wishes she was not having to do, but we're going to have the late Matthew Shepard's mother, mm-hmm. Judy Shepard, on our show talking about getting out to vote as we're heading into elections here at the beginning of November, and also about a big fundraising event happening in New York City around the Laramie Project, which was the play about the story of the city of Laramie, Wyoming, and how they were impacted after Matthew's murder. And just so much more coming up. Suzanne Westenhofer, lesbian comedian. I mean, it is just going to be such a great November. So tell your friends and have them tell two friends and so on, because it is going to be great new stuff coming at you every week.
Plus, we're going to be out and about on the town.
Yeah, we've got some events coming up in November.
In November on the 17th, I am going to be at Jackhammer for the Flesh Hungry Dog Show, which is always hot.
Gary, that's awesome. And I'm going to be doing girl duties over at Suzanne Westenhofer.
Girl duty.
Well, you're doing boy duty and rocker duty, and I am doing, we should never say the word duty, should we?
Duty.
That's what my girlfriend always says. She goes, we should not say the word duty.
Duty.
Because you have to kind of giggle when you say duty.
Maybe you gotta say it with an accent. I am doing boy duty.
I am doing boy duty, and I'm doing girl duty. I'm going to be hosting and introducing Suzanne Westenhofer at her live show at Circuit Nightclub on November 17th, followed by the fantastic women's uniform party. Nothing like women in uniform. Let me tell you. And so that's going to be pretty fabulous. Mm-hmm. And then our month will continue to have, of course, Logan Schwartz and Grubinier and Richard Knight Jr. telling us about the holiday movies. Absolutely. And Jerry Jones and Jerry Potter and all of that. But speaking of lesbians and speaking of movies, I love this period of movie going in November and December, because everything's heading up to like the best kind of films. Everybody wants to be considered for an Oscar.
Dreamgirls.
That's all Peter has. Subliminal message, man. Dreamgirls. I'm very excited about that. And I think you and I have to go see that. The midnight showing the night it opens.
Absolutely.
You know? But Christopher Guest, who we love from Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman, all these fabulous films. His new film, For Your Consideration, is the trailer's out now. It looks hilarious, and it's got out actress Jane Lynch, who many of you know. She's been on The L Word, she's been on Will and Grace, she's been on a lot of shows, and then Parker Posey, the indie queen.
Yes.
She is actually playing an actress who plays a lesbian in a film, so there's tons of
shocker.
Very gay. I mean, you know, Christopher Guest films are just so gay anyhow.
Yes.
I love all of them. Eugene Levy and all of the Catherine O'Hara. Mm. It's just, oh, so she's good. Just,
don't you like want to like just eat Jello with Catherine or make a Jello mold with Catherine O'Hara?
I love her so much.
I heart Catherine O'Hara.
I do too. Her in Beetlejuice is just like when she does that thing when they're all at the table and she's like trying to hold it together and she's like, kids, you know, I love them. And like when Winona Ryder's like all punked out.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
But somebody else who is an unsung kind of lesbian icon right now is Kristen Chenoweth. Now, I just think of her as kind of being the gay boy's little wet dream. Like she's like a little poodle, like a little toy doll that sings when you pull her string and is so cute and funny.
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. That's my favorite.
Exactly.
Role.
She won the Tony for that. And Wicked, of course. But Kristen is going to be in the new movie Running with Scissors, which is, I'm also very excited about. And she plays lovers or has a fling with Annette Bening, who is supposedly definitely getting Oscar buzz out of this film. And so she has this kiss with her. And Kristen Chenoweth is quoted as saying, you know, she was my first female kiss. And who knows if she'll be my last. She has the best lips, which I just love. And why I say Kristen is now being kind of hailed as this big lesbian icon is that she's also working on a biopic, a biography film of Dusty Springfield, openly lesbian,
right.
And just another like One Degree of Separation. If you're watching, I don't know if you're watching it or not, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, created by Aaron Sorkin, who is Kristen Chenoweth's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He created the character played by Sarah Paulson of Harriet Hayes, I think is her name, on Kristen because it's this Christian funny actress. And Sarah Paulson is a lesbian and is with Cherry Jones, Tony Award winning. So there's just lots of lesbianism in Kristen Chenoweth's life right now, you know, and she's a big Christian, which I love, and feisty, funny girl and extremely talented. But I cannot wait to see Running with Scissors. Yeah. I am just, the book is sick and wrong. And I hope that the movie is. I really do. The trailer looks good, except it looks like it's they've skewed the storyline. And I have been assured that they have not, because it's very, very gay.
Yep.
The main boy is, you know, is a homosexual having a relationship with a much older man.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, I mean, you know,
and it's true, truly Augustine Burroughs' life. So I don't know how they could fuck around too much with what are the real details of his life. But, you know, who
you
knows?
You know, Hollywood.
I do, Holly Weird.
They made you know, Japanese culture look very Chinese.
Yeah.
Memoirs of a Geisha. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You can't do nothing. I will not see that Borat movie, though.
I refuse to.
Absolutely not.
Okay, why not?
Because it looks very boring.
Oh, really? Because I say it's hilarious.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me.
You don't think it's insulting?
I think it is a little bit insulting, but that's not the problem that I have with it.
Because you're just a real warm, fuzzy kind of place. You don't like things to be mean.
Like Lost in Translation was like rubbing my big toe on a cheese grater. I hated it.
Okay.
I fucking hated it. Let me just say it that way.
But what does that have to do with Borat or
it
Borat?
It seems to be
or
very insulting.
Yeah.
In a weird kind of way. And yeah. I would just feel uncomfortable.
He's very funny. My girlfriend, sometimes, when she says the things like, sometimes she says something about a vagine.
Oh.
And she's like, you know where I got that, right? I got that from that guy. Because he says, it was some old sketch where he was on a date, like a speed dating, and he was like, but when do I get to see Vagine? When do I get to see Vagine? You know? So that's
filthy.
Like her thing in our house. She's always like,
filthy.
What about the Vagine? When do I see the Vagine?
When do I see the Vagine? Well, speaking of crazy characters, we have one of the craziest characters in Chicago, I think, on the show.
Maybe.
Today. Maybe. We have Steven Rader with us.
I love Steven Rader so
much.
Who is
cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in the best way possible.
He is. He was an old, not old. I shouldn't say that. Sorry,
Steven.
He's
ancient. He's ancient, girl.
He's a young, sprightly Tennessee boy. Spry. He was on the Windy City Radio with us quite a bit. Would come in and sub sometimes if we needed. And but he's got a new show at Davenport's.
Yes.
Middler on the Roof. Two guesses what it's about. Divine Miss M.
Shocker.
And so very excited about that.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be entertaining us today.
Steven Rader. Singing, I believe.
Singing he will
Singing.
Be.
Singing. Singing he will does. Be. That was very Yoda of you.
That's what he does.
Singing he will be.
With his duty. It is his duty to sing.
This is duty to sing.
And plus, we're going to have, of course, our great giveaways and the news and lots going on. People are coming out right and left. So I just think the gates and the doors are swinging wide open.
Surely.
And wide open.
What are we? We're going to be T-minus like 5 days until Halloween.
Yep.
So what I would love, what I would love is for everybody listening, when we get on the other side of Halloween, I would love for you to send us a picture.
Yeah.
Podcast at WindyCityMediaGroup.com. I would love for you to send us your Halloween pictures. Send us a couple of them if you like. We'll put them up all on our Flickr site. But I would love to see what you guys look like. Because you know what my ass looks like. You see, well, I don't know if you know what my ass looks like. I mean, probably if you see Zillafax pictures, you will.
That's why we talk about his crack. It's the best crack you've ever seen.
Oh my God, I have this fabulous joke I have to tell you in a minute. But
okay.
But I would love to see what you guys look like. I would love for you to send us pictures. So please podcast at WindyCityMediaGroup.com. Send us your photos of your Halloween pictures and we'll start to put all that together.
See, I say Halloween and you say Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween.
See, because I'm a hillbilly. We say Halloween. I got to carve my pumpkin tonight.
So I was watching.
And then I have to do things to the pumpkin that's sitting on my front porch.
Dirty.
Dirty.
So I'm going to tell you my quick real joke.
Yes.
My joke real quick. Because I stole this right from the Queens of Comedy, but it was funny because Wanda had not seen the Queens of Comedy. So we watched it together. It was fabulous. We're both snorting, laughing at these women on the TV. So there's this woman, she ends up going to jail, right?
Uh-huh.
And she has real big breasts, but she has no ass. She has real big breasts, but no ass. And so this other woman comes up to her and she's like, how did you get them tiggle bitties? You know, and then she's like, the lady's like, well, you got this big giant ass. She's like, yeah, no, but I don't have any titties. She's like, well, here, let me tell you what you do. You take some toilet paper and you fold it up and you rub it right between your breasts a lot. And she says, between my tits. She goes, yeah, do it a lot. Rub it between your breasts every day, a couple times a day. And she goes, well, how's that going to work? She goes, I don't really know, but it worked for your ass.
Oh,
but I'm bummed.
There you go.
So it falls flat. So folks, we got a great show for you.
We do.
Coming up, Stephen Rader's here with us. He's going to make you giggle snort.
He's got some funny jokes too.
Yeah, he's good on the comedy and the singing, and he's just all around talented. You make me sick, Stephen Rader.
We love him.
We'll be right back after this.
In Paris, they broke the rules. In Saigon, they broke our hearts. Now, the creators of Les Miserables and Miss Saigon break ground once again with their boldest, most breathtaking musical ever. The Pirate Queen. A grand adventure and a passionate love story, The Pirate Queen tells the tale of a brave woman who became the greatest heroine of her time and a legend for all time. From the producers of the groundbreaking phenomenon, Riverdance, comes an epic new theatrical event. Boubile and Schoenberg's The Pirate Queen. Don't miss the world premiere pre-Broadway engagement at the Cadillac Palace Theater now through November 26th only. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com for The Pirate Queen.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house and your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Here's your kid's meal.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget, that comes with a free prize.
A pony!
What do you say, Maggie?
Thank you!
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Turn left on Ashland Avenue.
Whoa, this GPS thing is amazing.
I know.
We've never gotten to Debbie's this fast.
Turn right on Wood Place.
Look, there's her house!
And remember, her boyfriend's name is Kurt, not Chris. Chris was her last boyfriend.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
The doctor will see you now.
My appointment's not for another 10 minutes.
Well, the doctor's running a little ahead today.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of October 23rd, 2006, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Dating is hell, especially when Mr. Perfect happens to be the son of Satan. About Face Theater presents Say You Love Satan, a diabolical gay romantic comedy, now through November 11th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets, call 773-871-3000. Tickets are selling fast, so buy yours today.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents the world premiere of Argonautica, The Voyage of Jason and the Argonauts, written and directed by Mary Zimmerman. Set sail in this ancient epic tale of the quest for the Golden Fleece. Argonautica, playing now at the Looking Glass Theater in the Water Tower Works on Michigan Avenue at Pearson. Phone 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Shameful paths led them here. Scarlet secrets keep them here. Andrew Lippa, who wrote Broadway's The Wild Party, premieres his new musical, Asphalt Beach, at Northwestern University's American Music Theater Project, October 27th through November 12th. Welcome to Asphalt Beach, New Jersey, where a ragtag band of misfit girls struggle daily to break out and break free. For more information, visit ticnorthwestern.edu or call 847-491-7282.
About Face Theater and Looking Glass Theater Company present Clay, a one-man hip-hop musical written and performed by Matt Sachs. Sachs is a powerhouse, says the Chicago Tribune, and Windy City Times encourages you to rush out right now and get your tickets. Clay, playing now at Looking Glass Theater Water Tower Works. Call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Meet the Hubbard family of Alabama in Lillian Hellman's Another Part of the Forest, now at Writers Theater. The envy of the South in 1880, the Hubbard family is deeply human, uniquely Southern, and has a reputation for success at any cost. For more on Another Part of the Forest, playing now at the Intimate Writers Theater, call 847-242-6000 or log on to writerstheater.org.
And as always, for more Culture Club, see the Windy City Times or visit us online at windycitytimes.com.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News. In Maine, a former Brewer High School softball coach has filed the state's first lawsuit alleging sexual orientation discrimination. Cookson, who claims that she was let go from her job because she is a lesbian, is suing the Brewer School Department and Superintendent Daniel Lee.
And a tragic ending to a story that we covered a couple of weeks ago. Michael Sandy, who was attacked by a group of men in Brooklyn in what people are calling a hate crime, was laid to rest after his family removed him from life support this past week. John Fox, 19, and Ilya Shurov, 20, are facing murder and manslaughter charges, as well as assault and robbery as a hate crime. A third suspect, 16-year-old Gary Timmons, is facing only assault and robbery charges.
The openly gay designers behind clothing label Dolce & Gabbana launched their first ever freestanding men's boutique in the United States on October 2nd. Italian designers Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana have opened a temporary 2,500 square foot space in New York City. A slightly larger permanent space will be unveiled in March near its current spot.
And coming out stories continue this week. RJ Helton, who's that? Well, he was the 25-year-old former American Idol contestant who was on the same season as now out contestant Jim Vararos. He came out himself on Sirius show Out Q in the Morning. RJ Helton, who now sings inspirational music, said that, quote, "Just because I'm gay does not mean I can't love God." And that is your Windy City Queercast News.
This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And my two dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's Bee in My Bonnet. This bee is as busted as Jeffrey Skilling. On Monday, former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling received over 24 years in prison for defrauding thousands of employees of the company. Yes! My dad say he should follow the lead of a certain someone else who has also been recently accused of taking advantage of innocent peoples and just apologize. And then, when Jeffrey Skilling and Congressman Mark Foley are in prison together, they can take advantage of each other all day and night long. This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, and that's The Bee in My Bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
Great moments in gay culture. Judy at the Palace, Liza at Radio City, and Logan at The Bee. That's right, Logan Schwartzengrubener, America's favorite half-Jewish, biracial, daughter of two gay dads, invites you to the first ever gay night at the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee on Sunday, November 5th at 6:30 p.m. See Logan live on stage in a bee that will make the Christian right go crazy. Mention the code GAY when ordering and get tickets for only $39. Call 312-902-1400 or visit spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago to order your tickets now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
But look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and The Pirate Queen, the world premiere pre-Broadway epic from the creators of Les Miserables and Miss Saigon. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from NewWorldAstrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at NewWorldAstrology.com.
And hey, everybody, it's time for your Windy City Queercast giveaway. I've got a pair of tickets to see Say You Love Satan at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse at 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. You all heard them on our show. They were so much fun. Amy and I have seen the show. It is incredible. You will laugh. And you know, everybody has that bad relationship where they think they're dating the son or maybe the daughter of Satan. So if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Say You Love Satan, put Satan in an email address and send it to WCMGPromo@AOL.com. Put Satan in the subject, actually, and make sure you send us your name and your address so we can send you a pair of tickets to see Say You Love Satan at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse.
And you are listening to Windy City Queercast.
Lesbians are like stamps. Once you lick us, we stick. That's it.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
There is no one to deride me. But you gotta have friends. The feeling's oh so strong. You gotta have friends to make that day last long. I had some friends, but they're gone. Something came and took them away from the dust to the dawn.
Took them away from the dark.
to be with friends on this day. Many of you may know Steven Rader has been delighting cabaret and theater audiences for years, winning numerous After Dark Awards and great acclaim from critics and cabaret peers. Though many know Steven from his moving portrayal in Falsettos at Porchlight Theater, it is the women in his life who I believe have defined his life of cabaret.
Amen.
After talking and singing about his mother to his popular showcase of his idol Dolly Parton in My Favorite Dollywood, Steven now presents Middler on the Roof. Two guests as to what that's about, celebrating the divine Miss M. And it's just a full spectrum of ladies that seem to invade Steven Rader, and he shares them with us, which is so fun.
Oh.
Hi, Steven.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, and I want to say hi to Jeff Rossi,
yes.
Who's your
Hello.
Amazing accompanist
yes.
and musical director on
yeah.
this piece.
Incredible.
And so thanks for letting me come and sit and enjoy your music
yeah,
today.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Steven, I kind of know, because you and I are both Tennessee hillbillies.
Oh, yeah.
From the Redneck Riviera.
Uh-huh.
So I understood the whole Dolly Parton thing.
But why this?
But, you know, what was it about the Divine Miss M that kept speaking to you late in the middle of the night?
I tell you, there's a great story that someone told me that they were at New Year's Eve at the Continental Baths watching Bette Midler. In the 70s, this wasn't me. This was someone else. Mm-hmm. And
this was your grandfather.
This was my, yes, because I'm so young. And that about 5 minutes before midnight, she said, everybody in the first five rows or something like that, look under your chairs. And she had taped a joint under every chair. And she said, now I want to see some freaking lighters. And so everybody got high. And if you watch what she did back then, it's so, the energy is like insane. It
yeah.
really is. She has this talent that's not really... saddled yet, you know what I mean? And she takes every kind of genre of music, whether it's a Broadway ballad or whether it's something from the 40s, something from the 50s, and she tackles it. There's no one thing that she does.
So let's talk a little bit because, you know, we're about educating on the queer cast,
oh,
too.
Dear. Oh,
so we have a lot of young listeners who may not kind of know the origins of Bette Midler. They may know her because of you
yeah.
know, her most recent tour or mm. Wind Beneath My Wings or some Beaches or some of her films, but
she's
what
the
are
heavy
the...
one in the first time.
So what is the early genesis
oh.
of kind of her career in New York, and why was it such a big deal for the gay community?
Well, they tell the story that she came to New York from Hawaii, and she got into Fiddler on the Roof. She was in the first cast of that, or the original production of that. And
On Broadway,
yeah.
yeah.
And it really wasn't going anywhere for her. And so she, a friend of hers that was in the cast, was going out to this club singing, and she invited Bette to come along. And I think she sang God Bless the Child. Hmm. And they said it was this outrageous moment where everyone went, oh my God, we have a new star. And she began
and
to
sort
of... And
this is in a bathhouse.
Oh, actually, this was just at a club.
Oh, this is just
and
at
so
a club.
And so she started singing at all these clubs and stuff, sort of gathering all this torch music. And then someone needed an act for the Continental Baths in New York. And whoever it was said, I have just the person. And called Bette Midler. And she was like, okay. And apparently her first night, she did a lot of torch songs. And she was like, this is not going to do it. And so she really created this outrageous sort of performance art kind of character
uh-huh.
in the Divine Miss M. And kept the boys' attention. But I mean, they're sitting in towels, and her piano player was Barry Manilow, for God's sake.
Right.
It's sort of a strange little
And no
thing.
Women probably would have ever, I mean, to this day, it's not legal for women to be in the bathhouses.
You
want to
go.
I do want to go. I want to do a queer cast, me, a lesbian, in a bathhouse.
I think that's...
I'm working on it. Maybe I just have to do some Bette Midler shtick.
Get your drag kings gauge, to put you up.
Yeah. I'd have to do something with my chest. The towel would have to be wrapped rather high. My pectoral.
Trust me, we've seen something like that.
Yes. so she's in these bathhouses with Barry Manilow, who
yeah.
also became quite a celebrity and a songwriter. So what was kind of the feeling of New York at that time and the cabaret scene, and what did she kind of add to that?
I think she just added irreverence. I mean, fuck them if they can't take a joke.
Right.
It's her big thing. You know what I mean? What is it? Her all-girl productions, her film company, their motto is, we hold a grudge. But I think there's this irreverence to her. There's this sense of there's nothing that she can't really tackle. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you I've got a DVD. Thank God for eBay. But I have a DVD of her at the Continental Baths, and it's like watching fire. She is completely out of control. There's no bra, you know. And and it's really not honed. Her talent isn't honed. I think when people think of Bette Midler now, they think of her as The Wind Beneath My Wings and From a Distance, and there's this...
Very polished.
Yeah, it's very polished, almost. But in the early days, it was just sort of let loose. So I respond to that.
So now, the show that you've put together, Midler on the Roof, is it really kind of harkening back to just the early part of her career? And what kind of songs did you and Jeff work on, you know, bringing to the forefront and really want to make be a part of the show? Or is it still changing? Does it evolve?
Yeah, respond to that one, Jeff, bro.
Yeah, Jeff.
It changes.
Well, Steven came in with a pretty clear vision, which was anything goes.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we did in the first show. We've only been open 2 weeks right now. And then kind of looked at ourselves after that and said, wait a minute, there's way too much material here to ignore. So we've kind of made a promise to ourselves and to the show that we're going to revisit it every week. And so, you know, not just because stuff works or stuff doesn't, it's just because there's so much there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And most of it is drawn from the early days now. He keeps sending me new stuff and saying, go on the website and look at the old crap from Continental Bath.
All right.
I only know the new stuff.
So. This has been education
it's
for
been
you.
Very educational.
So, what are some of the songs that are kind of the staples in the show?
Well, of course we did.
We heard Friends, which she became very well known for.
Oh yeah, and we're doing Chattanooga Choo Choo, which is the first song she did on the Carson show.
Yeah.
Which is what sort of got her big start.
And she was the last singer on the Johnny Carson show as
which
well.
Which we do that song.
We do that song.
Oh, right.
We don't do One for My Baby. We do Dear Mr. Carson, which is her takeoff from Dear Mr. Gable. But for me, the whole show was, there's so much going on right now in our world. And there's so many cabaretists that want to be something and answer a question. So many shows, so many television shows. We're going to teach you how things are or help you. I just want to entertain people. Right. You know what I mean? I think we need a little... We need some time to hear some really dirty jokes, hear some funny songs, maybe cry a little bit, and then go home. That's the thing about Midler, is that she can go from being bawdy as hell and then turn it on a dime and make you cry.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wasn't Am I Blue was one of her? Was
oh, yes.
One of her big numbers in the past? So.
Put that in the list.
Put that on the list. Amy, the night icon. Next week.
Amy's here.
But so you mentioned the comedy and these characters that are kind of larger than life. And some people may have seen, you know, other of her concerts done, you know, where she eventually, you know, developed Dolores del Lago,
the Toast of Chicago.
And meant all he wanted to do was eat me. That's my favorite.
You're the show.
But, you know, what are some of the, obviously she did a huge tip off to Sophie Tucker. Tell us, like, what of this aspects of the Divine Miss M that you wanted to incorporate in the show?
That's what's so hard, and that's why it's going to be, we're hoping that we have this little show that we can do and do and do and do and do and grow and grow and grow so that it begins to encapsulate what she can do. It's very difficult because there's so much material, and it's a little theater, and it's a little concert, and it's a little performance art. And she wraps it all in, and I don't have three backup singers. I should. But I don't. So there's just a vast, weird amalgam of something. And it's hard to do something like this in an hour. You can't really do this in an hour. There's no way. So what we kind of hope to do is to have a big staple of songs that we can maybe go in someplace and go, we'll do an hour. What do you guys want to hear? Or what are we feeling right now? We'll change it up. And if the audience isn't with one thing, we'll switch it over.
Well, she was so topical, too. I'm sure she was definitely reacting to the times, and you mentioned that as well, that, like, the time that we're in right now, the time that the community's in and with the war, and I think she's really been very vocal about that in her later life as well, but I'm sure that had fire early on. Are you feeling that people are kind of feeling the emotional full journey that are there to experience your show?
I think so. It's funny because I've always... When you do anything like this, when you do any piece of theater, you're always trying to find the funny in it. You know what I mean? And in this, there's so much funny that there's too much funny almost. So we're having to sort of take it back a little bit because you can't just sort of find everything funny. And I don't know how she does it. It makes me look like a subpar entertainer and have some less tits than she does.
So talk to me about working, Jeff, with Steven. I'm sure you work with a lot of artists. You know, what makes Steven kind of unique to work with on a weekly and nightly basis? Obviously, he's changing it up day by day.
He's changing it up, and more importantly, he won't rehearse. which is one of the most amazing things in the world. We get together and we talk about ideas. Just say, I've got this fabulous idea and it's going like this, and then we're going to go this, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Okay, play it.
Yeah.
And I do my best to keep up, but I just, it's truly an amazing experience because most cabaret artists, and I'm sorry, I just called you that.
Oh, God.
But most people that are in a cabaret are very much into, okay, we're going to begin here, and the journey's going to go through this.
In 1922.
And I want you to play this way, this way, this way, and this key. And it's absolutely turned on its head in this show that we're doing. We literally, like I said, we'll talk about the ideas, get through them all, and then get out there on the night of the show, and boom, it's a totally different animal.
So it's kind of allowing yourself, Stephen, to be kind of that live wire, absolutely, to kind of just see where you are and what's going to.
I think we've both met our worst nightmare, because I hate rehearsing. I hate it. And everyone I've ever played with is, oh, we'll have to do it again, let's do it again. And I just think it kills it. And here's Jeff going, no, we don't have to do it again. I'm going home going, we didn't have to do it again. Oh, God, I got what I wanted. Oh, God, I didn't have to rehearse. They better be good, you know, so.
So y'all are finding quite a rhythm. You must be.
Yeah, it's
You're
kind
still
of,
speaking, at least to do this interview.
Exactly. Oh, no, it's, we're actually having a little too much fun.
Well, let me give the details on the show, just in case people are listening and going, where can I see this? Because I love Bette Midler. I love Steven Rader. I've got to see this. Midler on the Roof is playing at Davenport's on Saturday nights at 10:30 through the end of November, through November 25th. Something great to do Thanksgiving weekend. Reservations are highly recommended. And tickets are $12. There's a 2-drink minimum. If you happen to see the show in October,
yes,
it is half price.
It is.
But in case you hear this and you see it in November,
well, if you're a schmuck and listen to this on November 1,
yeah. Well, there's a 2-drink minimum, so you'll be happy no matter what goes down. And the phone number to make reservations at Davenport's is 773-278-1830. That's 773-278-1830 at Davenport's on Milwaukee, right there in Winter Park.
Oh, yeah.
So talk to me a little bit. I want to talk to you about a couple of other things that just happen to be going on. You know, Miss Dolly Parton will be receiving a Kennedy Center honor this December.
Wait.
And I know that you're a big fan of the Dolly Mania site and the Dolly and everything, okay, all things Dolly.
Did you know that I actually gave him the scoop that she was giving the Kennedy Center honor? I gave him the scoop.
You did?
I gave the DollyMania.net guy.
Well, it
means nothing to anyone in the world.
It does to me.
I was like,
and this podcast.
I
totally means
like
the world.
Emailing to him, did you know?
No.
Yes.
You know, so what do you think, if you had to plan kind of the 15 minutes of Dolly's presentation at the Kennedy Center, because you know her better than almost anybody. I mean, of course you would want to be singing. But
there's 15 minutes of me.
But what do you hope that they really show, and who do you think that they should bring back from her life?
Oh, my God. Well, they have. I think they should bring back Porter. I think Porter should be up there at some point. Porter Wagoner. I think Kenny Rogers has to say something. But I think there needs to be, there are so many young, you know who loves Dolly Parton? Jake Shears from Sister Sisters.
Oh,
he wants to actually do a piece with her. Wouldn't it be great if the Kennedy Center Honors had Jake? Wouldn't that be amazing? I do know that, not Ashley, but Jessica, which is the older blonde one that's stupid?
Jessica.
Jessica's doing a song.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no.
She said on Jimmy Kimmel's show that she said, well, I'm doing some award show that Dolly Parton is getting an award. I don't know what it's really for, but she wants me to do one of her songs. The Kennedy Center Honors.
Dipshit.
Yeah, it was
good
lovely.
God.
It was lovely.
Now, obviously, we hope Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda possibly.
And she's
there.
Writing that musical. She's writing the 9 to 5
she
musical.
She is. Oh, yeah. Do you know where that stands?
I've heard that she has about 9 songs that have been accepted. She has people that she's writing all these songs for, and they're sort of guiding her, so.
We're talking about the fact that 9 to 5 is going to be made into a Broadway musical a la Mamma Mia.
And we all can laugh, but you know what? If anybody can do it.
Oh, if anybody, would be toe-tapping and
I'm sorry, she was. The Oscar should have been hers. That's all I'm saying.
So we'll all be watching that. I think they're taping it or it's airing in early December. So that's very exciting.
So it's all about tits for me, isn't it?
It is.
Dolly Parton, Bette Midler. Who could be next?
Well, it's also about your big heart, and that's what's behind the tits. Stephen, by day, is the executive director of Season of Concern, which is a local HIV/AIDS organization here in Chicago that gives direct relief and direct funds to people for housing and health care, prescriptions and all of that, food. Can we just talk a little about Season of Concern as we are moving into the holiday season? And what does Season of Concern need from people? And I have heard, actually, that Season of Concern may be branching out a little bit this holiday season.
It's really interesting. We're experiencing this is our 20th year.
Wow.
coming up, and we have an internal fund that's been around for 21 years, helping actors in the community, really any kind of artist.
And for people who are listening not in Chicago, this is essentially our own kind of Broadway Cares,
exactly.
Equity Fights AIDS, except yeah. it's for the Midwest, for mm-hmm. the entire Midwest region.
There was we're actually sort of in the place where we're trying to expand our services because we want to be able to help all artists that are here in our community. We will never go away from our pledge to sort of help those with HIV and AIDS and provide direct care services. But we're in the place right now where we had a friend of mine, Dan Proctor, was shot the night before Pride, not this year, but last year. And the first words out of my mouth were was he HIV positive? And they said no. And I said, well, I can't help him.
Huh.
And it felt a little constraining to have a fund that was there for an artist, and he's in need, and then I can't really help. So it brought about a lot of discussion. It's been a very difficult discussion, and it's been very enlightening. And we're just in a great place. I mean, we're yeah. this sort of organization that's sort of been existing through donations, and then we take it and give, and now we're really becoming an active organization, which is great.
So if people want to donate during the holiday season, what should they do?
Well, probably you can go see A Christmas Carol at the Goodman and get yeah. a lot of money in the bucket. I was just there this morning.
And all the Chicago theaters yes. and city and suburbs do collect buckets and pass mm-hmm. out ribbons. That's one way to do it. But yeah, you can also, if you listen to this and
yes.
you don't have that kind of organization in
you
your
can,
town.
Go on our website, which is seasonofconcern.org, or you can call me at the office, 312-332-0518.
Well, the best thing to do is come and see Steven Rader and Jeff Roscoe live at Davenport's during the next couple of months.
Don't I?
You have so much going on. That and a bag of chips and a pair of tits. Can you do a little more Bette Midler for us? And do you want to give us a little Sophie or any comedy for us?
What would you?
We want some funny now.
You want some funny? This is my favorite new soap show. I'll never forget it. You know, my girlfriend Clementine was walking down the street towards me, and I noticed she had her left breast hanging out of her shirt. I ran up to Clementine. I said, Clementine, why is your left breast hanging out of your shirt? And she said, oh my God, I left the baby on the bus. There we are. And if you didn't like that, there's 400 more.
There's 400 more. Please go see Steven Rader. Midler on the Roof is at Davenport Saturdays at 10:30 p.m. through November 25th. Reservations are highly recommended. Call 773-278-1830 or go on our website. We'll have it linked. We can go right through to Davenport's site. Yay. Take us away. What are you going to play?
Folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at wcmgpromo@aol.com.
And folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podjo and Limelight Networks.
I love it.